think the kid, he can play corner. He can play nickel, dime. That's where a lot of his value's at because he's a kid that can play a number of positions. So we're going to bring him in and see what he can do.
Possibly safety?
We're not looking at that right now. You know, there's a possibility that anybody can move anywhere, but hey, we'll see what he can do when he gets here. That's his number one strength, that he can play a number of different positions. He's a smart kid. He's a tough kid, a willing tackler. He'll be able to go in and play the nickel, play outside at the corner if asked to. He has decent long speed. You know, I like what he did. He didn't let balls get over his head. He understands football. That's one thing that I really like, bringing guys in that have a football IQ. So there's a number of things that he has that we like.
Reminded Casey Hayward, and that's kind of the description you gave him last year.
You know, the only thing they have similar, you know, they both play for the Green Bay Packers, really. You know, they're two different kids. They really are.
What about his size? Is he the kind of guy who can get up on a guy at the line of scrimmage?
And run if he you know, you look in the league, most corners, he's 5'11", you know, I think 197 or so. Most corners of that, you know, when you start getting over 6 feet, 6'1", there's a few like that. But he'll be able to. He's strong enough to do it. He'll be able to get up and press or play off whatever we ask him to do.
Did you feel he was a willing tackler?
Yes.
What was the main coverage at Iowa?
Well, you know, they played some quarters. They played a lot of different zones. Every once in a while, they'll get up and man. They do a nice job of coaching their guys, so he has a knowledge of different systems or different schemes that we're going to do, and so he'll fit in fine.
Joe, I know how much you like competition in that room. Just what's he add to that group now as far as what you have coming back and throwing in?
Oh, it's going to be fun. You know, there's, you know, competition breeds, you know, great play, in my opinion. So I love bringing talent to the room. I love bringing talent to the team. So with bringing this young man in, everybody knows that, hey, you know, the best players will play. The other guys will watch.
So what did you find out when you investigated that arrest he had in October?
That's not my concern.
Do you still expect this competition at the day after the Niners game? You said it's going to be wide open, all three of those main spots. Do you feel the same way?
You know, that's one thing that's sort of funny. I've read a lot of comments, but that's one thing that's never changed from 09 once I got here. The men in the room decide who play by the way they prepare, by the way they take their tests, by the way they practice, and then by the way they perform, you know. So that's not my decision, you know. They decide who goes out there and play, and the competition does not change. That's been my mantra from day one. That's the same thing right now, and they understand that. The best ones will play, all right? The next ones will watch. Hasn't changed.
Joe, are you getting more interchangeability, though, with, let's say, Casey and now with Micah, that can stay outside or get inside of the slot rather than having certain DBs pigeonholed into one or the other?
Well, I try not to pigeonhole anybody, you know. Tremont has played in there at nickel at times. The only person that really hasn't played inside is Sam. You know, when Wood was here, we moved him around. Casey has been moved around. House will have a great opportunity of playing inside. So Sam is the only person that hasn't really played inside. So, you know, that really hasn't been, you know, something that we try to do already.
Joe, how's come back from the surgery? Do you think he's the guy he was physically now, or is he still working?
That's something you have to ask him. I couldn't tell you.
How's Micah Hyde with ball skills?
He has decent ball skills, you know. I think he had, 8 career interceptions, something around there. So, you know, that's better than some, not as good as some.
Did his interceptions trail off in his last year? Do you have a feel for that?
Well, one thing that I can say is we know how to get the ball around here. We do a lot of drills that I think are, you know, special to the Green Bay Packers, and I think we can help him be able to locate and catch the flash of the ball. So anything that started to fall off at certain times, I think that's something that we've shown that we can do at a very high level.